This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 749. Is that a thing? Why you should be using this phrase starting now. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/transcripts.
Today, we show you how to use one of the most common, current, and trendy phrases in urban English. Listen in to learn more.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, I got a question for you.
Okay, what is it?
Well, you know how you pay to stay at someone's place or to get a ride from them with Uber or for example, Airbnb if to stay somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, would you ever pay for someone to cook you a meal? Then would you go and eat it at their house with a group of strangers?
Wow, is that a thing now?
Yeah, it's a thing. I was reading about it in the New York Times last week. There are a bunch of apps that are trying to help amateur chefs start small meal cooking services out of their home.
Wow, I actually did hear about that.
You did? Me too. There was an article in the Times. Yeah, and there's a bunch of apps now. It's super interesting. Yeah, what are your thoughts on that, Michelle?
Well, it's like anything. In the beginning, it's like, no, I wouldn't do that. But then you end up doing it anyway. And then it's with Uber. I mean, I couldn't imagine taking Ubers around like a couple of years ago. And now I'm just like, yeah, take an Uber, you know?
Yeah, totally. That's right. That's right. So our habits change based on what's available in the market. Right?
Yeah.
And these are new services, new businesses. I like how these new businesses are kind of empowering people to create their own business, you know, to compete with restaurants, maybe, and not really compete with restaurants because it's a different experience you're going to get. It's also, I wonder how it's going to work in the US too, because people are so private about their homes and the apartments in New York are so small, for example.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it would work differently in different cultures. I'm sure it would.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, totally. So maybe our listeners picked up on the phrase that we used a couple of times in that little role play, guys, that we opened up with today. And what was that phrase, Michelle?
The phrase was, it's a thing.
I like this phrase. I feel like this phrase it's a funny little phrase and it's in style now. And that's why I've been wanting to do this episode for a while. We like to keep you guys up to date on what natives are saying right now. And this is one of the things that natives are saying right now. It could be like annoyingly trendy right now. But you know, you're going to hear it and you could try using it if you want to. So in this role play, we said, is that a thing now? And you said, yeah, it's a thing. Okay. Yeah. And there's some key things here about how to use this, right? We could talk about emphasis. Actually, let's talk about that first, Michelle, because I didn't write that out in our plans here. What is important in terms of the pronunciation when we use this phrase?
Well, the emphasis, I guess, is on the word thing, right? Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in this da da da. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah. It's a thing, right? Is that a thing now? Right. Yeah.
Yeah, is
it's
that a thing? Thing.
It's a thing. It's a yeah. thing. Okay. You might like give a weird look. It's a thing.
Right. Right. Okay. Right.
So we'll just get that out of the way for our listeners from the beginning. That's important to, cause you want people to hear that part, right? That you're saying that you want them to like click with what you're using. You're using this trendy phrase, right? You're not just saying these words in a disconnected fashion. Okay. You're using this trendy phrase and you want people to hear that from you. Okay. Well, what does it mean when we say, probably our listeners figured it out, but what does it mean when we say, yeah, it's a thing?
It means like, oh, it exists or it's real, right?
Yeah. Or I'm being serious.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Right. Right.
And when do we tend to use it?
Well, when we're talking about like current things, right? Not something that's happened in the past.
Right. Exactly. So, and I was trying to come up with, you know, good substitutes for this. And I couldn't really come up with too many. I guess we named them before, but we wouldn't really say those in conversation, right? It exists. It's, we might say it's real, but
yeah,
I think this phrase is.
I could see. Like for the word serious. I think serious. We did an episode about that. Like, yeah, no, I'm serious, right?
Right.
We did an episode. Guys, go ahead, look type in serious to the search bar, right?
Yeah, go to allersenglish.com. Yeah, go to allersenglish.com, type in serious in the search bar, right? So maybe like,
it's a little different though.
Yeah, like maybe in the last decade before people would say, are you serious? And you would say, yeah, I'm serious or I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Right. But and so I feel like this phrase,
you think this is replacing it? I don't know. I got to listen now.
I don't know about replacing it, but I think it's a new thing that's come up and we're using it. So, you know, so let's talk about some other examples. So we've just said this comes out when we're talking about current things, maybe things that are surprising that people are surprised to hear that something exists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk about a little bit more about when we use it. When do we use it, Michelle, again?
So like in this example, so when someone tells us about something new, like a trend or a service or an idea, so this yeah. thing with the meals, right? That's something new. Exactly.
That's something new. That's a good example. Another thing we could, well, anytime you hear like new research or a new fact that science has found out or yeah, trends, new ideas, new things on the market, those are all good candidates for this phrase. Who uses this, Michelle? Like, would you see your mom use it?
Maybe not. How about your mom?
It's all personal style, but I definitely, my mom is 70 actually. Uh-huh. And like, I don't think she would ever use it. She has her own set of language tools because I think this is a younger phrase that you would hear more uh-huh. among people in their 20s and 30s. I feel like maybe their teens, but that's just my experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think I've heard my mom say it.
Yeah. And is it casual or formal?
It's definitely casual. You wouldn't say this like in a job interview.
No. you would find a more buttoned up way to say it, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, what is the feeling that this kind of conveys with someone when you share this phrase with someone?
It's a good way to share your surprise with someone when they tell you about something new, right? So I think, you know, it builds connection. Like, oh, is that a thing? Really? Yeah, it's a thing. Oh, and everyone's excited.
Exactly. Those are the moments of connection, guys. Huge. I mean, we shouldn't underestimate these little moments in conversation that can build a connection. You might have a laugh with someone. Oh, that's a thing? Yeah, I can't believe people are having people into their apartments and cooking meals for them. Oh, let's try it. Yeah, it's a thing. Let's try it, you know? That's cool.
Right.
Guys, the best way to follow this podcast and learn from it is to get the transcript so that you can go through and never miss a single word that we say on the show. Subscribe to them and save 50% when you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. So let's give our listeners some different structures, like different ways that they could use this. Okay. So what would be one, Michelle?
So the one that we've been saying is, yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. And then if I ask you the question, I would say, is that really a thing?
Right. Or just even, is that a thing? Right. And like, really, yeah. I guess makes it sound like you're even more surprised.
Exactly. Is that a thing? Is it a thing? Right. Is it a thing?
Right. Right. Is it a thing? Right.
Yeah. And then I guess, right. We're talking about really meaning you might have a little skepticism, right? Is that really a thing? Right.
You're
skeptical.
Right. Well, that also depends on the tone of voice, right? So if I'm like, is that really a thing? Wow. Or but if I say, is that really a thing? It's like, oh,
you're like,
I
oh,
can't
no.
Believe that. Yeah. Right, right. 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 So, you know, it's
something
all,
annoying.
That's where how the tone of voice comes in, guys.
Exactly. Like Tesla's making a flying car. Is that really a thing? Right. And then what's another one that we might say?
Well, it's become a thing. I don't know about this one. Do you hear this one? It's a thing. I feel like I would hear like, oh, it's like now a thing or it's a thing now. Or, I don't
it's
know.
It's a thing now. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking you might say that, but yeah, I don't think I've ever said it that way myself. So
maybe you would hear it's becoming a thing.
It's becoming a thing. Yeah. It's becoming
it's
an
on
ING
its way,
form.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a thing now. It's becoming a thing. And then another one, if you disagree, like I've done this before in conversations where I don't agree, like kind of like you're denying something, right? Yeah. And what would you say?
No, it's not a thing like that.
Yeah, yep. like no, it's not a thing.
Oh, got it. No, it's right? not like, a thing.
Like maybe your partner like tells you you're doing something like an annoying habit, like you're leaving.
Oh.
I don't know. You could expand this out to talk about like your habits and to deny that you have a habit lately. Like you're not leaving your coffee mug in the sink, right? No, it's not a thing. I'm not leaving my coffee mug in the sink these days, right? Like, I reject what you're saying. You know, so these
That's
phrases
funny.
Can be flexible. It's not just about societal trends or flying cars or home meal services, right? It could be just in your own personal relationship at home. No, it's not a thing. I'm not getting lazy, right?
I like know? That one.
Yeah, yeah. It's creative use of the language, right? Yeah,
sure.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, and what would be another one?
Another one would be, I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah. So these are all just like little ways to use grammar to extend out the phrase, guys. But really the most important thing, don't get confused by these. If this is too much, just remember it's a thing, right? Or is it a thing, right? Okay. So Michelle, let's do a role play. And this role play, what's it about?
This role play is about van life.
Van life. Yeah, I was really obsessed with van life a couple of years ago. What is van life?
So a lot of people, a lot of millennials, I should say, are moving out of expensive apartments and downsizing and living in vans.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This is part of what inspired my road trip. I didn't live in a van. I rented a car instead and I camped. But the idea of like taking your life on the road, I was super obsessed with that for a couple of years. And then after my road trip, I kind of just dropped it. Like, but thank goodness. But a lot of people are doing that, especially people living on with their income, like making money online, like having a business online. The people are actually doing it. It's weird. So let's talk about it. Michelle, could you ever live in a van?
Oh, I think that would be hard for me.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of millennials are downsizing and living in their vans, like tiny houses.
Seriously? Is that really a thing now?
Well, that's not a... Oh, what did I say? Yeah, that's a thing now. Yeah, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. Okay, I must have messed up that role play when I wrote it. Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it's a thing. I just read about it, Michelle. It's crazy, isn't it? And the other thing is tiny houses, too. That's also
right.
a thing. Yeah, that's a different thing, but that's also a thing. Okay, so Michelle, what did you say here?
I said, is that really a thing now?
Yeah, and I said, yeah, it's a thing. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And the next topic that we're talking about is yoga. And there's a new kind of yoga in town. This is crazy. Yeah, this is weird. I don't know. So here we go. Go ahead.
Okay. So Lindsay, I heard about this new kind of yoga.
Oh, yeah. I love yoga. Tell me more.
Well, apparently what it is they drink beer while doing yoga, a kind of mindfulness exercise.
No way. That's not a thing.
Yes, it is a thing.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yeah. So I also read about this in the New York Times. Like, have you heard about this at all, Michelle?
I feel like you said it to me once. No,
I don't know.
Or maybe I did hear about it. I heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'll leave a link, guys, to the article. There's an article in Mashable about this. And actually, it's funny because the title of this is Beer Yoga is a Thing Now.
Ah.
So our little phrase here is actually used as the title of this article. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll leave, if you guys come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com. What is this episode? 749? Yep. You guys can type 749 in the search bar and you'll find that article. So cool.
Perfect.
Okay, so what's the takeaway today?
Okay, so now that you know about this phrase, listen for it, right? And like always, guys, you know, once you listen for it, you know, try getting comfortable and using it. And we talk about, you know, taking risks and just give it a try. And also, this is about staying current with your language, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, this is really important today, guys. Not just this phrase, but just this idea of making sure that you're learning current language. Now, you don't have to learn language that makes you sound like a teenager. And this doesn't. This makes you sound like you're in your 20s or 30s or maybe 40s. I don't know. But the point is, I feel like a lot of you guys are learning phrases in your home countries that aren't things. Like they're not common here anymore, right? They may have been in the past, again, because they're in textbooks, because maybe your teacher isn't up to date with the current language. So if you're ending up over here and you're using those phrases, it's sounding weird. We've done episodes about this before, right? So we want to try to avoid that. Make sure you're listening to native English as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's really important. And, you know, I think there's something to be said for knowing different, many different ways to say the same thing, as we talk about a lot, and staying current, but also recognizing that not everyone, like how you said your mom will not say it's not a thing. It's also important to recognize that, you know, you might not, we've talked about this, like how you may not say something, but you could hear it. And that's about, you know, intergenerational kind of language. And, you know, so it's important to keep that in mind as well, that we stay, we definitely need to stay current, but we also need to know, you know, many different ways.
Yeah, that's
true. You know what I mean? I don't know if I expressed myself right on that one, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you have to know, you have to know all the building blocks and then you can start to improvise, right?
Yeah, so then it makes me think of music a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's true about learning anything, you know, and it's a matter of at that point, when you know the building blocks, you can make your own choices about what
that's
you
where you guys are at and your level. And that's why you're listening to this show, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's where you guys are at. We're working to bridge that connection between your textbook and to connection, bringing you to connection. And these are some of the things that will bring you there, you know, staying current. And as Michelle said, it's a good point. You don't have to say these phrases if you don't want to, if you don't feel they reflect your personality, but you do want to know what they mean when someone uses them. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. So got to learn it all. That's why it's no one ever said it was easy, but it sure is fun, I hope.
But it's fun. That's the point. This show, hopefully you guys are having a good time. Go over, leave us a review. Tell us what you thought about today's episode. And also grab the transcripts. You can go into detail with this lesson today. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You'll save 50% off the price of the transcripts. Okay, cool.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, this has been fun, Lindsay.
So it's been good. I love these topics that have come up today. Beer yoga, you know, cooking for people in our homes, and van life. Very interesting stuff. So,
yeah, for sure. For okay. sure.
All right, cool. Talk to you next time, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out.
Bye, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.